This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I'm looking forward to this conversation. I'm not sure we've had these guys on the show before.
We have not, so it's about time.
It is about time
to have them on the show.
Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Lori Rousseau. She's the Atlanta Branch Manager with OnQ Financial. Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Todd.
Well, it's good to have you. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know your guys are awfully busy, so appreciate you stopping by. Before we get into a conversation about what OnQ Financial is doing, take a quick second, tell us a bit about you and your background.
Certainly. I'm the Atlanta Branch Manager and Builder Services Manager for OnQ Financial. I've been in the mortgage business about 28 years in the Atlanta market, originating mortgages as well as managing.
So she is what's known in the industry as a survivor.
Yes, she is.
She survived the Great Recession and is still with us.
Let me tell you, if I'm getting a mortgage, I want that seasoned experience.
Absolutely.
I assure you, I promise.
So tell us a little bit more about OnQ Financial.
Sure. OnQ Financial, it's a great story, Carol, actually. We're a top 50 lender based in Scottsdale, Arizona. Our founder and owner started the company about 12 years ago with 12 employees. And today we have over 600 employees and 70 offices across the country.
Wow. I didn't realize you were that big. Okay.
Yeah.
So what kind of services are you providing to your customers?
We do permanent mortgages. We do the typical variety of conventional government loans, but we also have a lot of niche products and a lot of construction perm and builder-centric type programs.
Okay.
Ooh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So what sets OnQ apart?
Probably an overused word, but our culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think the culture of a company really dictates how we deliver service to our clients. We're innovative. We support our team in various ways. We encourage collaboration and innovation, which you don't typically find in a banking environment. It's more of a conformist thing where we tend to encourage more innovation and forward thinking. We're very fast moving. We can do a lot of quick closes. We don't have a lot of bureaucracy. We like that entrepreneurial feel about us, and we take a great deal of pride in being the best at what we do.
All right. Well, we've had, not surprised you, we've had a lot of conversations on this show over the 5+ years that we've been doing it about these kinds of things. But why don't you take a second, kind of walk us through the OnQ mortgage development process. I mean, walk us through how this process actually unfolds.
Sure. So in the environment that we're in with real scarce inventories, it's critical that your buyers be pre-approved because they need all the ammunition they can get when you're bidding probably against 4 or 5 people for the same house. So we really stress and try to educate as to how we can empower them by giving us all their documentation ahead of time and really just kind of looking over everything and making sure they're in the strongest position to put an offer in. So we encourage our buyers to gather their last 2 years of information just like everyone else does. Now, the interesting thing is in today's technology, we're allowing for a more simplified process like we used to have. And in some cases, using automated technology, we may not even be required to gather any income documentation or asset documentation from a client. In the industry, it's known as day one certainty, and it's a new program that Fannie Mae has come out with. And as a company, we're embracing that. A lot of companies still aren't really utilizing that technology and the availability of it. However, there's nothing like being prepared and having a good conversation with the customer so that we're fully aware of any kind of issue that might come up.
Sure.
That's pretty phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's almost like going back in time, right?
Yeah, it would be going way back in time for me because my last 4 or 5 or 6 closings were all very unique and related to the same set of property as we moved it from construction to perm.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't apply to all programs, but on a typical conventional loan, for instance, Fannie Mae has teamed up with the automated technology and determined that if you input certain information and your employer works for a company that utilizes the work number, and apparently about 70% of the companies across the country use the work number, and if everything matches, they read that information directly from the findings and will probably give us an approval without even requiring a W-2 or a
pay
stub.
That is really cute. Cool. Very cool.
Very, very cool. And that would be music to a lot of potential homeowners' ears, I suspect.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I guess out of curiosity, you know, we focus a lot on new homes, and I know you work with builders, but kind of what percentage of the loans you do are for resale homes versus new homes?
Right now, I'd say probably about 60% resale and 40% new homes.
Hmm. Interesting.
Now, a lot of that is the larger builders in many cases have their own mortgage companies.
Correct.
So that's altered the
the
landscape a little bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That does make sense. All right. Lori, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Lori Russo with OnQ Financial.
So, Lori, I know we have a lot of home builders that listen to our show, and I imagine you have some products specific to them. Would you like to share with our audience, you know, what you offer to home builders?
Certainly. We're a preferred lender for several builders in the Atlanta market. We will participate with them in closing cost credits, which is appealing to a lot of builders. In addition, we do have some specific products. We have an in-house one-time construction perm product that is becoming more popular simply because it does kind of shift the risk from the builder to the buyer, as well as keeping their capital free, which is becoming more and more important as margins shrink along the way. We have a designated team of processors and underwriters strictly for new homes so that we're able to be consistent and efficient in the documentation we have to ask for from their corporate headquarters and making things a little bit easier for them. It's a little more streamlined process, and we find that having a designated team is very helpful for builders who want to deal with their lenders and know that they know how to work with the builder team.
Okay. Now I see why they are a preferred lender for several, so good to know that. For folks like me, what kind of loans are available?
Your standard loans are VA, FHA, government loans, conventional loans, USDA for the rural counties, jumbo financing, of course. We also do reverse mortgages, which is becoming more and more important as 10,000 people a day turn 62.
Wow.
That's a huge number. And talking to builders as well as financial planners, that reverse mortgage is becoming a more and more important product for a company to have. We also do renovation loans.
Ooh.
And renovation loans are terrific for in-town properties.
Oh, yeah.
Or actually just even suburban properties that may not need real true renovation in the sense that walls need to be moved, but may have carpeting and painting and things like that that are just plain old and need to be updated, and people don't want to have to come out of pocket to do that. So that's been a huge product for us. As I said, the new internal one-time construction perm is going to be a fabulous product for us also.
Well, that renovation loan probably would be what I would have done if we had stayed in Atlanta.
Absolutely.
With where we wanted to be and the kind of home we were going to have to do. That's great to know that that's available. I hadn't even really even thought of that in existence. So
absolutely. And we do loans for foreign nationals too, which Atlanta's becoming much more of an international city. And we're seeing a lot of foreign buyers. And their profiles don't necessarily match up with what a typical loan requires.
That's interesting. I wouldn't have even thought about that.
No, I wouldn't have either.
So I guess along those lines, what do you wish that home buyers knew about mortgages that they don't know?
That's a great question. I wish that people were more aware of the fact that there's still that misconception out there, Carol, that you have to have 20% down to do a loan. And I'm really surprised that I still hear it on a regular basis. And there are so many options down there for low down payment loans, no down payment loans, down payment assistance programs. So I think a lot of people are sitting on the sidelines waiting, thinking that they have to accumulate that down payment to get to 20%. And that's just not the case. And they're missing the opportunity when prices are still relatively moderate and interest rates are still low to jump in there and enjoy home ownership.
Right.
Well, Kara, I never thought I could continue to learn more about this part of the industry, but learned about a couple of things today that I never knew existed. So, so very, very exciting. Well, Lori, we're about out of time. Should anyone have any questions on any of this, whether I'm looking for a loan or I'm a builder looking to partner with you potentially, where do they go to find you and get more information?
Certainly. My cell phone is 678-520-7157. And my website is www.lorirusso.com.
All right. Lori Russo, the Atlanta Branch Manager with OnQ Financial. Lori, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks so much, Todd and Carol. Appreciate it.
Pleasure Absolutely. Was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Lori Russo, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.